This is the law of the guilt offering. It is most holy. In the place where they slaughter the burnt offering, they are to slaughter the guilt offering. And the priest shall sprinkle its blood around on the altar. Then he shall offer from it all its fat, the fat tail and the fat that covers the entrails, and the two kidneys with the fat that is on them, which is on the loins. And he shall remove the lobe on the liver with the kidneys. The priest shall offer them up in smoke on the altar as an offering by fire. To the Lord it is a guilt offering. Every male among the priests may eat it. It shall be eaten in a holy place. It is most holy. Like the sin offering, there is one law for them. The priest who makes atonement with it shall have it. Also the priest who presents anyone's burnt offering, that priest shall have for himself the hide of the burnt offering, which he has presented like.
Of peace offerings which shall be presented to the Lord. If he offers it by way of thanksgiving, then along with the sacrifice of thanksgiving, he shall offer unleavened cakes mixed with oil and oven wafers spread with oil, and cakes of well-stirred fine flour mixed with oil, with the sacrifice of his peace offerings for thanksgiving. He shall present his offering with cakes of living bread. Of this he shall present one of every offering as a contribution to the Lord. It shall belong to the priest who sprinkles the blood of the peace offerings. Now as for the flesh of the sacrifice of his thanksgiving peace offerings, it shall be eaten on the day of his offering. He shall not leave any of it offering. It shall be eaten on the day that he offers his sacrifice, and on the next day what is left of it may be eaten. But what is left over from the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day shall be burned. Flesh of of the sacrifice of his peace offerings is ever eaten on the third day. He who offers it, it will not be accepted, and it will not be credited to him. It will be an unclean thing, and the person who eats it shall bear his punishment.
Also, the flesh that touches anything unclean shall not be eaten. It shall be burned with fire. As for other flesh, anyone who is clean may eat such flesh. But the person who eats the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which belong to the Lord, when he is unclean, that person shall be cut off from his people. When anyone touches anything unclean, whether human uncleanness or an unclean animal or any unclean detestable thing, and eats of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which belong to the Lord, that person shall be cut off from his people. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the sons of Israel, saying, you shall not eat any fat from an ox, a sheep, or a goat. Also the fat of an animal which dies, and the fat of an animal torn by animals may be put to any other use, but you certainly are not to eat. Shall also be cut off from his people.
Saying, he who offers the sacrifice of his peace offerings to the Lord shall bring his offering to the Lord from the sacrifice of his peace offerings. His own hands are to bring offerings by fire to the Lord. He shall bring the fat with the breast, so that the breast may be presented as a wave offering before the Lord. sons of Aaron, who offers the blood of the peace offerings, and the fat, the right thigh, shall be his, as his portion. For I have taken from the sons of Israel the breast of the wave offering and the thigh.